Changing the game. It is clear that the problem of gun violence has less to do with the availability of weapons than with the hopelessness of poverty and the polarization of wealth. Dorothy Stoneman is the founder of Youth Build USA, a program in 46 states offering low-income young people jobs while they work toward a high school diploma. She explained, "If America spent as much money offering opportunities to every 16 to 26-year-old as we spend locking them up for minor offenses that further cut them off from a positive future, we could end poverty in a generation or two." When young people find a true pathway to opportunity and a caring community, they become excellent parents, determined to give their children the world of opportunities they lacked in their own childhood. It is true that guns do not kill people. People kill people. Until we confront and resolve sources of social discontent, no anti-gun legislation will keep the public safe from lawless gun-toting criminals or the mentally unbalanced. Yet neither the corporate media nor self-serving politicians are interested in addressing the basic problem of poverty. Politicians have always found it easier to simply pass more laws instead of probing the true causes of gun violence. No one should expect government to end arms production. Progress toward a more peaceful and non-violent society must begin at the local level. Alternatives should be found for arms dealers. The manufacturers of war materials could shift to producing more socially beneficial products. Yet even if the arms trade can be brought under control, we will still face issues related to the second part of the God Syndicate, and the second most profitable commodity in the world, oil. Oil. For many years, some petroleum experts have claimed the world's supply of oil has peaked and is now in decline. A decline in oil availability would lead to higher energy prices and worldwide instability. Should the supply of petrochemicals decline, new energy sources would need to emerge to fill the gap. We've reached a point where nations are addicted to oil, in part because the most profitable business on the planet is arms, and all war machines run on petroleum, either as fuel or lubricants. But war machines are only a small part of the picture, as petroleum provides the foundation for modern civilization. Computers and TVs are made from it, as are all plastics, food wrapping, shampoo, garbage bags, clothes softeners, some furniture, most medicines, and even water bottles. These household necessities reach us by traveling the nation's roadways via trucks, which are also fueled by petroleum. Our economic system is so heavily dependent upon oil that if there were to be a shortage, the price of virtually every good would rise. And petroleum consumption will only increase as the world's population continues to rise.